College English Test Band 4, Model Test 9. Part 3, Listening Comprehension. Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
11.
Have Todd and Lisa started a family yet? They've been married for 2 years now.
Todd indicated to me that they'd postpone having children until he gets his law degree.
Question: how do Todd and Lisa feel about children? This doesn't look at all familiar. We must be lost. We'd better get some directions.
Let's pull in here. While I'm filling the tank, you ask about the directions and get me a soft drink.
Question: where will the man and the woman go for assistance? Excuse me, sir, but I have to use your phone. There's been an accident, and I have to call an ambulance?
Well, I suppose that'll be all right. This phone is usually for office use only, but since it's an emergency...
Question: why did the woman sound urgent? 14.
Now you can begin taking the plates to the customers. Well, don't carry too many plates. You may drop them.
Oh, I won't drop them. I've never dropped a plate in my life.
Question: where does this conversation probably take place?
15.
I thought that you said that Bob went to Searing High School.
No, he used to attend Clark High School, but after graduation last year, he enrolled in Melrose Community College, where he is presently studying.
Question: where does Bob go to school now?
16.
Your blood pressure is quite normal, and there was nothing wrong with your heart or lung.
But what about these headaches I am always getting? I'm still worrying about them.
Question: what's wrong with the woman?
17.
I bought this sweater as a gift last week, but have just discovered that it is the wrong size, so I want to return it.
If you have your receipt, I can give you credit for the purchase, but I can't repay you.
Question: where did the conversation probably take place?
18.
How many people will be coming to the party on Saturday?
We had to cross off 15 names from our original list of 150.
Question: how many people do they expect to attend the party?
2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
I see you still got all your suitcases with you, too. We must have the same problem.
Let me guess. Your room's been given to someone else?
Yes.
I don't get it. They sent me my room number a long time ago.
Me too. Well, at least there is room in another dorm, Bundy Hall.
That's where they're putting me, too. But you'll realize that unless you have a car, Bundy is at least 25 minutes walk from the center of campus. And don't count on taking the campus bus. It runs at really inconvenient times.
Great way to start your college career. But I don't know, maybe there is a positive side of all this. Since we'll be so far away from everything, we'll be forced to use our time wisely.
True. I've heard lots of first-year students get into trouble because they hang out every day in the student center till it closes.
Exactly. And not only that, we will get plenty of exercise from all that extra walking.
Yeah. And that is not exactly easy walking either. Around here, you just need a pair of hiking boots and to enjoy mountain climbing.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. What problems do the students have?
What is one disadvantage of living in Bundy Hall?
21. What do they think of the campus bus?
22. What does the man think of the extra walking?
2.
Sarah, I've heard that you want to move into a homestay family, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I've been staying with my aunt. Now my cousin is arriving from Singapore, and my aunt needs the room for him.
Oh, that's bad luck. Well, I'll need to get some particulars first. Sarah, what's your full name?
Sarah Lim, and that's Sarah without the H at the end.
How old are you, Sarah?
23. Only just. It was my birthday on the 21st of August.
Happy birthday for yesterday. How long have you been in Australia?
1 year in Adelaide and 6 months in Sydney. I prefer Sydney, and I've got more friends here.
What's your address at your aunt's house?
Flat 1, 539 Forest Road, Canterbury. And the postcode is 2036.
Okay. What are you studying now?
I was studying general English in Adelaide, and now I'm doing academic English because I'm trying to get into medicine next year.
That sounds good, but it'll take you a long time. When would you like to move out from your aunt's?
My cousin arrives on Friday morning, so I'd better be out on Thursday.
Is that the 7th of September?
Yes, that's right.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. Why does the woman want to move into a homestay family?
24. How long has the woman been in Australia?
25. What does the woman want to study?
6.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. There have been many great inventions, things that change the way we live. The first great invention was one that is still very important today, the wheel. This made it easier to carry heavy things and to travel long distances. For hundreds of years after that, there were few inventions that had as much effect as the wheel. Then, in the early 1800s, the world started to change. There was little unknown land left in the world. People did not have to explore much anymore. They began to work instead to make life better. In the second half of the 19th century, many great inventions were made. Among them were the camera, the electric light, and the radio. These all became a big part of our life today. The middle part of the 20th century brought new ways to help get over diseases. They worked very well. They made people healthier and let them live longer lives. By the 1960s, most people could expect to live to be at least 60. By this time, most people had a very good life. Of course, new inventions continued to be made. But man now had a desire to explore again. The world was known to man, but the stars were not. Man began looking for ways to go into space. Russia made the first step. Then the United States took a step. Since then, other countries, including China and Japan, have made their steps into space.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. When did people stop exploring a lot?
27. which was an important invention in the 19th century.
What made people healthier and let them live longer lives in the middle part of the 20th century? Section B.
Passage 2. We know that we have to pay for what we get. If we buy food, we know there will be a bill to pay. These are private bills. But there are also public bills that must be paid. Public bills are paid by the government. In turn, we get these services through taxes. What would happen if everyone in the city stopped paying taxes? The water supply would stop. Water might become unclean and impure. The streets might not be cleaned. There would be no police force to protect people and property. Schools would be closed. People would become sick, and diseases might spread. We should not want to live in such a city. We all want pure water and food, clean streets and good schools. We want the police to prevent crime. The chief duty for every government is to protect persons and property. More than 3/4 of the money spent by our government is used for this purpose. The next largest amount of public money goes to teach and train our citizens. Billions of dollars each year are spent on schools and libraries. Public money is used to pay the teachers and all the public officials. A large number of public funds are also spent on roads. The greatest part of necessary funds is raised by taxes. A tax is money that we all must pay to support the government. The law orders us to pay taxes. We have no choice in the matter. Almost everyone pays some taxes in one form or another.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
29. How does the government pay for public bills?
According to the speaker, what would not happen if nobody in the city paid taxes?
Which of the following costs the largest amount of public money, according to the speaker?
Passage 3. Last summer, I took my first flight from London to New York. I boarded the plane at Crayon Airfield, and from that moment on, my life was arranged for me on the trip. First, I was directed to my seat by the stewardess, and then when the plane was ready to take off, the other passengers and I were told to fasten our seatbelts. A few minutes after takeoff, magazines and newspapers were passed out. Because my ears hurt, I was given some gum to chew. Next, we were given instructions on what to do in case of an emergency. We were given earphones to listen to music and told that a movie would be shown after dinner. Before dinner, we were asked if we wanted a cocktail. Dinner was served on a tray, and it was attractive and delicious. We were permitted to have a refill on any beverage. After the dinner, we were shown a new Hollywood movie. When I felt cold, I was given a blanket. When I felt airsick, the stewardess gave me a paper bag. Everything was done for the comfort of the passengers. When the plane landed, I was almost sorry to get off and have to start doing things for myself again.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
32. Where is Crayon Airfield?
What were distributed a few minutes after takeoff?
34. What was not provided on an airplane? 35. Who gave the author a paper bag?
6. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the 2nd time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage. Ludwig van Beethoven was one of the greatest composers who ever lived. He thought that people could be free when they wrote music. Before his time, music was composed for a special purpose. Often it was church music, or music was written to entertain at parties and concerts. Beethoven was born in Germany in 1770. He was a very musical child. The boy learned to play the violin and piano, but he was not happy at home. His mother died when he was in his teens. After that, his father was often drunk and bad-tempered. Beethoven became a tutor in a rich family. His student's mother was very kind to the young teacher. She helped him meet many famous musicians. One of them was Mozart. He said, "That boy will give the world something worth listening to." When Beethoven was in his 20s, he began to go deaf. The deafness changed his behaviors. He became withdrawn and moody. His friends found him hard to be around, but he kept composing, even when he lost all his hearing. Beethoven died when he was 57 years old. He had composed over 100 pieces. His music spanned 2 stages of music history. His romantic style changed the way people thought about music. Many later composers gained new ideas from Beethoven's music.
Now the passage will be read again.
Ludwig van Beethoven was one of the greatest composers who ever lived. He thought that people could be free when they wrote music. Before his time, music was composed for a special purpose. Often it was church music, or music was written to entertain at parties and concerts. Beethoven was born in Germany in 1770. He was a very musical child. The boy learned to play the violin and piano, but he was not happy at home. His mother died when he was in his teens. After that, his father was often drunk and bad-tempered. Beethoven became a tutor in a rich family. His student's mother was very kind to the young teacher. She helped him meet many famous musicians. One of them was Mozart. He said, "That boy will give the world something worth listening to." When Beethoven was in his 20s, he began to go deaf. The deafness changed his behaviors. He became withdrawn and moody. His friends found him hard to be around, but he kept composing, even when he lost all his hearing. Beethoven died when he was 57 years old. He had composed over 100 pieces. His music spanned 2 stages of music history. His romantic style changed the way people thought about music. Many later composers gained new ideas from Beethoven's music.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Ludwig van Beethoven was one of the greatest composers who ever lived. He thought that people could be free when they wrote music. Before his time, music was composed for a special purpose. Often it was church music, or music was written to entertain at parties and concerts. Beethoven was born in Germany in 1770. He was a very musical child. The boy learned to play the violin and piano, but he was not happy at home. His mother died when he was in his teens. After that, his father was often drunk and bad-tempered. Beethoven became a tutor in a rich family. His student's mother was very kind to the young teacher. She helped him meet many famous musicians. One of them was Mozart. He said, "That boy will give the world something worth listening to." When Beethoven was in his 20s, he began to go deaf. The deafness changed his behaviors. He became withdrawn and moody. His friends found him hard to be around, but he kept composing, even when he lost all his hearing. Beethoven died when he was 57 years old. He had composed over 100 pieces. His music spanned 2 stages of music history. His romantic style changed the way people thought about music. Many later composers gained new ideas from Beethoven's music.
This is the end of listening comprehension.